Negative thoughts be gone.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted, thrilled to be bringing you this daily personal empowerment Law of Attraction podcast. It's fun, it's exciting, and we're delighted to be doing it. Hey, listen, little note, every full moon, now we skipped last month because of manifesting beyond belief, but every full moon, we do some clearing and healing work for you, for anybody. It's free. There's no catch. There's no obligation. And we do them at different times. So if it doesn't work for you this month, then it might work for you next month. So anyway, we have clearingandhealing.com. Clearingandhealing.com. It's on the full moon. Actually, this month, we're going to do it on Thursday, the day before the full moon. It's still, actually, there's 3 days to the full moon, but this is the day of the waxing full moon. It's a strawberry moon. It's a rose. It's a moon of love. I mean, do you have things that need to be cleared? Do you have energy that needs to be cleared? Anyway, so it's going to be on that Thursday, the day before the full moon. It's about 9 days, 8 days away from now. And I'd like you to come. It's absolutely free. Go to clearingandhealing.com. We'll send you reminders and you show up. And all you have to do is sit back, relax, and receive the clearing and the healing. Well, we're talking about negative thoughts. And some people say, you know, I got these negative thoughts. They're just messing with me. They're causing me pain. They're destroying my ability to attract. Here's one of the things I think you need to understand. Negative thoughts in and of themselves will not destroy your law of attraction action, your ability to manifest. Now, you don't want them, but our brains were kind of wired to have them. It's kind of an antagonist within the brain, challenging every thought, every belief we have. And it's probably there for good reason. It's okay to have a negative thought. Did Robert say that? It's okay to have a negative thought. But you do not want to emotionalize the negative thoughts. That's the key. Once you start pouring emotion into them, then they become alive. Then they become effective. And then that is the vibration you are emanating and putting out to the universe. Negative thoughts will destroy your life and your goals and your dreams when they are emotionalized. The problem is that numerous negative thoughts are too easy to emotionalize. They're very easy to emotionalize. So you have to be very, very careful. Let me give you 7 ideas that you can apply right now to eradicating these negative thoughts. Number 1, take the negative thought and see it as a picture. Turn it black and white and move it further and further and further away from you until it's about the size of a postage stamp. Just move it away in your mind. And then just snap your fingers like so. And immediately see a big, bright, bold, colorful picture of what you really desire, of a positive thought. So you're not just replacing the negative thought with a positive thought. You are doing that, but you're replacing the emotions and feelings that go with it. You see, in NLP, what they have found out is that when you turn something black and white, you take away a lot of its charge. You take away a lot of its emotion, and you move it further and further away. And the further away it is from you in your mind, the less likely it has, or not less likely, but the less chance it has to work on your thinking process. It becomes dissipated. It becomes less effective. So as I move it away, I make it about the size of a postage stamp, then snap the fingers and immediately replace it with a uplifting, positive thought in full color and put myself in the center of the picture. It's very, very easy to do. And I've given you the basic, this can get very complex, but I've given you the basic instructions right here. And you can follow this simple technique. Be sure and send me an email. Let me know how it goes, okay? So it's called the SWISH technique if you'd like to learn more about it in NLP. And we use it in neurolinguistic alchemy as well. We have variations of it, but this is a simple one. Simple one. See the picture, make it black and white, move it further away, off in the distance, snap your finger, and boom, you're immediately transported into a wonderful, optimistic, positive picture. You've replaced the negative with the positive. And by the way, it's effective to do this fairly fast, like maybe in a minute or two, and do it 7 times in a row. Yeah. Just immediately, because what you're doing is you're building new neural pathways and new ways of thinking in your brain. Okay. Number two, monitor your beliefs. Your thoughts are a product of your beliefs. So if you believe, for example, that you're not going to be effective in getting what you want, your thoughts are going to reflect that. But if you believe, I'm absolutely manifesting what I desire, it's already present, I'm just unlocking it, I'm just making it available to me. If you see your life in that context, then your beliefs change. So your thoughts are a direct reflection of your beliefs. Get to your thoughts. Go all the way back to your beliefs. Go all the way back to your beliefs. And ask yourself, what is it I truly believe that is causing these negative thoughts? Change the belief, and the thoughts automatically begin to change. Number three, monitor your conversations with people. There's no need to have a conversation where somebody's negative, or somebody is a disbeliever, or somebody is, wow, you can't do that. You're too fat. You're too skinny. You're too tall. You're too weird. You're too old. You're too young. One of those naysayers. When you're around that kind of person, just say, hey, I appreciate your input, but I've got all I need. Thanks. And move on. Okay, if you are crazy enough to hang around those kind of people for too long, they are going to get into your head. They are going to awaken some of your fears and doubts. And pretty soon you'll be right with them. And that's where they want you. Don't you understand that? They want you in that disempowered place with them where you're a victim. You are not a victim. Understand that.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Improve your self-esteem. Here's a simple exercise. Number 4, improve your self-esteem. Close your eyes. Don't do it if you're driving. Close your eyes. Visualize yourself getting taller and taller. See the roof of the building literally opening up as you grow through the building. Feel yourself being surrounded by the planets. You see, much of self-esteem has to do with our perceived ability to affect our reality. And people with low self-esteem oftentimes see themselves as smaller, weaker, ineffective. So as you visualize yourself getting taller and taller and taller, your self-esteem will start to go with it. Now, breathe deep. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Ah, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to have positive, uplifting self-esteem. And when your self-esteem is empowered, you are absolutely certain to attract what you desire. Number 5 on my list, to stop negative thoughts, develop an attitude of gratitude. I know it's a saying that you've heard a zillion, kapillion times, but it is truthful because when you are operating in a state of gratitude, not just for the stuff you've received, not just for the body that you've received from the universe, from God, from your parents, but also, you are focusing on what's coming into your life. You're giving thanks for what you are about to receive, what's already happening. When you're in that state of mind, it's pretty impossible. It's downright impossible to think negative thoughts if you're truly filling yourself up with gratitude. I mean, you just can't think a negative thought when you are feeling grateful for the fact that you have 5 toes, or eyes that can see, or a mind that can think, or a home with heat. You know, all the good things that people need. Be grateful for what you have. And you will find that negative thoughts immediately start to dissipate. Number 6 on my list, go for it. I mean, go for it. Remember Rocky Balboa? Go for it. Well, that's what I want you to do. Go for it. Yes, put your heart and soul into it. Go for that relationship. Go for that wedding. Go for that new business. Go for that career advancement. Go for that money. Go for it. Put your heart and soul into it. When we say go for it, we mean stop listening to the naysayers. Go for it means I'm not listening to the people that say I can't do it. I'm going for it. Okay, yeah, they say I'm too fat to get on the diving board, but I'm going to dive. I may not use a diving board, may have to jump straight off the cliff, but I am going to do it. I'm going to look beautiful in the air. I'm going to soar like an eagle. I'm going to achieve my goals. Number 7, do it now. What are you putting it off for? Money loves speed. You know, people fall in love in an instant. Do it now. Take action. You know, I hear people, well, I'm not supposed to text him. He texted me. I texted him last, so I can't text him again. Why? Where is that written at? Why are you people following stupid rules that are ruining your life when it comes to relationships and having the love you desire? Why are you invoking stupid rules to making money? There are plenty of good rules out there. Don't invoke stupid ones. And the most stupid of all is procrastination. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get to it later. I have this on my list. I'll do it next week. Do it now. Yeah, that's a good idea. Do it now. And I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Absolutely free. Visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That is lawofattractionsolutions.com. We are here for you. Thank you for sharing our podcast on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram and all the places you've been sharing it. It helps us reach more people. We're paying it forward. We're working in the trenches with you to empower your life every single day. Thanks for subscribing. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day now, because you deserve it.